Now, the PM surprise, General Election 2017, Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason, tonight with Chris Mason.
Shall we start with a little quiz? Who is Quentin Letts, the Daily Mail sketchwriter, talking about here?
You seem to be a bit of a glum bucket.
Well, I'll enlighten you shortly. First tonight, the Liberal Democrats say the UK could be cut off from an EU-wide crime and security database after Brexit.
Police forces and border forces can, if they feel that someone is of suspicion, they can upload those details onto the database. That then sends out an alert across the whole of the continent.
That was Nick Clegg. This is the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd.
I believe that we can negotiate a position with the European Union so that we can continue to share information and keep both sides safe.
Now, Labour's manifesto proposes four new public holidays and, as if to prove their commitments, none of their number at a senior level have appeared in front of cameras or microphones today. So, to South West London, Theresa May in Twickenham, pondering what would happen if she lost.
That could mean, in 10 days' time, a government in chaos, Jeremy Corbyn in number 10... John McDonnell in the Treasury. Diane Abbott in the Home Office.
Tory activists there providing the pantomime whoops and cheers. Now, there's a veritable banquet of politics on the telly tonight. Yes, it is what bank holidays are made for. First up at 7:30, Andrew Neil's latest half-hour primetime vivisection. It's got politicians musing about the interviewers they most fear. Here's Nick Clegg chatting to Adrian Childs on 5 Live.
Who did you think, oh, God, no, not this? Who would that be? John Humphreys or Andrew?
I'll tell you what, though, I will say something about Andrew Neil, which is why I think myself and many other politicians always take particular care in preparing for interviews with Andrew Neil, is because he's very tough. He never gets sort of silly and personal. Because actually, oddly enough, for a politician, if you're a relatively seasoned politician, someone just kind of slagging you off is actually the easiest thing to deal with because you just sort of you put up your shield. But what he does, which I always think is very impressive, he really does his homework.
And the fruits of his swatting sound like this. UKIP leader Paul Nuttall facing Andrew Neil's questions.
You've also said that you'd like to see the death penalty returned for terrorists and child killers.
Well, that's my own personal view. That isn't UKIP policy.
You've even said you'd act as the executioner yourself.
I was asked that question by the Mail on Sunday straight out. They said, do you support the death penalty? I said, yes, for people like the killers of Lee Rigby.
And you said you'd be prepared to do the death penalty yourself.
Do you
want to be an MP or an executioner?
I don't want to be Albert Pierpoint. That's not what I'm going to go on to when I'm out of politics.
Do you agree with another of your MEPs, Roger Helmer? He says that it's, quote, time to think the unthinkable and just lock up suspected terrorists.
I think we've got to look at ways of ensuring that our people are safe, whether that is a return to... Hold on, let me finish. Whether that is a return to control orders, whether that is tagging these people, or who knows, in the future, maybe a return to internment.
Also later, at 8:30...
Tonight on Sky News and Channel 4, May versus Corbyn. The battle for number 10.
Faisal Islam and Jeremy Paxman with the studio audience and those two leaders. Anyway, back to Quentin Letts.
I don't mean to be rude, but you seem to be a bit of a glum bucket. And are you enjoying the campaign?
He was asking the question of Theresa May, whose reply, all big choices and coalition of chaos, didn't really amount to an answer.
It's Chris Mason at the Election Desk. Now, Chris, we've just had a call from the network, and who knew they listened to PM? This is the first evidence. They thought that was so good, they wonder if you'd like to present the world tonight at 10 o'clock.
Well, what an opportunity.
Do you have plans for the evening? Could you change them?
I'm sure I can squeeze it in, you know, in amongst watching all of this, you know, Andrew Neil and Faisal Islam and Jeremy Paxman.
It's your evening sorted. And finish it off with the world tonight, if you would.
Why not?
Thank you. That's Chris Mason back, 10 o'clock tonight.